hard.
Happy to be out this evening. Let's all stand. Bow our heads before Him. Precious Heavenly Father, we deem it a great opportunity, Lord, again. Lord, we just appreciate You, Lord, so very much in our lives. Lord, I can't express enough how thankful I am, Lord, to serve You and live for You, Lord. Lord, if I had to do it all over again, Lord, this would be the route I'd choose. Lord, You chose me, not me choose You, and I appreciate it, Lord. Lord, I just love and appreciate everything You've done for us, all the words You've freely given us. Lord, we ask that You speak to us once more this day. Lord, we'll give You all the glory and praise and honor due unto You. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to turn to page 91, I only believe.
Lord, I have started to walk in the light, shining upon me from heaven so bright. I bade the world and its follies adieu. I've started in Jesus and I'm going through. I'm going
sung that song many a times, but the words in that song says it all right there. Amen. I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. Amen. I'm going through, Jesus. I'm going through. Is that your determination? Amen. Is that your desire? Yes. Amen. I'd like to turn to page 665. Same book. To be a part of that. Amen. Do you know you're a child of the King? Amen. Do you know you was wretched and vile? If you do, you see His grace. Amen. So thankful for His mercy and His grace. I'd like to turn to page 20 in our little capstone books. A loose leaf book. In Christ alone. Amen. That's where my hope is. Amen. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands our destiny. Amen. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Hallelujah. Till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I will stand. Amen. Amen. Nothing to worry about down here, saints. There ain't nobody can hurt you. There's one watching over you, much greater than anybody in this world. Amen. Hallelujah. Just appreciate his mercy and his grace. I'm thankful for he died for me on that cross. Never want to forget it. Every day I remember that cross. Amen. For without it, I'm nothing. Amen. Brother Paul, would you take up the offering this evening? Sing, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Oh, thank you. Thank you. will pour, set me on fire. Amen. We'll sing this song. We'll start with the verse.
Down inside of me, a fire is burning. In my heart, I have such a yearning for it to be more than just a moment or a little glow. Concerning set me on fire with your power from above. Set me on fire with your precious holy love. It's my desire. Oh, I want the world to see your love burning through me. Set me on fire. Young people's hearts were aflame. And there's times within their lives that they gave their all to Christ, but they would put the older ones to shame. Lord, I pray you'll do it again today. Set me on fire
burning through you. Amen. That's our desire. Should be. Amen. As we ask our pastor to come, let's sing out the chorus. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, tried and true.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
Heavenly Father, again, we reverently and yes, with great respects come before you, Lord. known that you are the great I am, the one that created the heavens and the earth. And through you and by you alone, Lord, we have life. We trust tonight as we gather here again this evening now. But Lord, even the word tonight will continue to prepare us to be a living sanctuary, pure and holy, without self-interpretations, ideas, creeds, but wholly leaning upon thy holy word. We ask, Lord, that you would bless us now with these few words. We won't be here very long, Lord, tonight. May we make the best use of it and make sure that we understand what you mean, Lord. It can only come by faith, by the Holy Spirit revealing, Lord, and making it real to us. So we ask that you would bless us now and help us to be yielders, those that will yield to the word. Ask it again to your glory, that thy will be fulfilled in our lives. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If you'd like to turn with me to the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, that is, 2 Corinthians 4 chapter. Let's read a few verses here. I'd like to pick right back up where we were leaving off this morning. Second Corinthians, 4th chapter, and we begin at the first verse. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and may be seated. Amen. Paul, you can see here, Paul truly knew and recognized that there was a God of this evil world. And he knew that even then, people would be handling the word of God deceitfully. And he was letting the people know, and letting us know for this day, that there is a way God handles his word, and it is definitely without deceitfulness. It is through truth, and it's right, and it's not done in a wrong way. And it's not done through man's interpretation and his own personal knowledge, but it's done through the Holy Ghost in leadership and guidance. I'd like to read here, in before we go back, well, let me read this quote here first before we go too far so we can have it fresh in our mind, seat of discrepancy. And this was on page one, seat of discrepancy. Excuse me. And I went down and found the word of discrepancy. So I got the dictionary and looked at what the word discrepancy means. It means sowing discord, or being contrary, as Webster says. Sowing a discord is something different or being contrary to what has already been. So I thought for the text, I would call it the seed of discrepancy. All right, so we find this is what he's building off of, the seed of discrepancy. And as I read this morning, we found out some of the things that he said in here, and then, of course, we read some other things, too, he wanted to place within your hearts on concerning those that reject the Word of God and have seen it. They may not have had a revelation of it, but they've tasted of it. And they heard it. And just like every one of us have, we've heard it. And we've read it. And we've seen it manifested. We've seen it manifested through the prophet of the age God gave us. So we are definitely without excuse of saying I never seen it or never read it or it wasn't told to me, you see, because it has been. Before we go back in this seat of discrepancy, I'd like to read a couple things on this God of His Eve wage. Now, this was preached August 1st, 1965. Again, now, saints, pay attention to what I'm reading. So many times I've seen the Holy Spirit take and move upon our hearts to bring different things at different times. And you may not catch it, but by God's grace and being one that brought it, when the Holy Spirit would lead me to bring it, I could see it fulfilled, knowing it was the Holy Ghost that knew what was coming forth, or what was about to happen, or what was taking place at different times around maybe certain people's lives, and maybe not going through it at that time, but then only see if there may be a couple weeks from that message coming, then a circumstance arises and the person is faced with it. I've seen it hundreds of times, time and time again. And sometimes we don't think of that. We don't think God's that real. But He's just as real tonight in this little building as He is anywhere else He wants to be. You know? So don't never think there's no reason for what is said, because you're barking up the wrong trees, the old saying is. I've seen it happen hundreds of times. And the individual may not realize even what's happening. And then they stand there before God. The Holy Ghost renewed their minds to it. And then it happened. And then if you miss it, woe be unto you. Because it's not man, and it's not in man's control. Only God knows the future. Only God knows what you'll go through this week. I don't. God knows what you'll go through next week. I don't. So it's not work of man. It's the Holy Spirit. Knowing ahead of time and warning us. You see. So just kind of keep that in mind. Because as I said, you're not going to try to tell me it doesn't happen. I've seen it many times. See. So we find in reading in here, God of His Eve Wage, I'll begin here on page 8 and read some things the prophet is saying. He said, now notice closely now as we study the word, the God of this Eve Wage that we're now living. It may seem strange, a very strange thing in this age of grace, when God is taking a people for His namesake. That is His bride in this evil age. That should be called the age of evil. Yeah. The very age that God is calling a people for His namesake by grace out of His call of an evil age. And now we'll prove it by the Bible that this is the age that He was speaking of. It's Paul, and we read that scripture. This is the age Paul was speaking of more than ever. Very strange thing to think that in an evil age like this, that God then would be calling His bride. Now, you know, sometimes maybe some of us don't realize how evil this world is and how evil this age is. Until maybe sometimes we're faced with situations of maybe you go into an inner city, a big city, and really see the things that's going on. When you see harlots on the streets, and you see all kinds of different things, and the dress, and the hatred, and the strife that is going on in these big cities. That's why I'm so thankful for the country. Yeah. Thankful that I can get away from that nonsense. And even as we as a people, we live in Hawking County, and our main seat for the county is Logan. And Logan ain't bad at all compared to a lot of places. Ain't bad at all. But as I said, sometimes when you face those different places and big cities and see all the corruption, it's so sickening. As I told a brother this morning after service, I said, it's just amazing. God holds off his wrath as he has. I asked God many times about it. I asked him, I said, Lord, I know you're long-suffering, but how? How are you holding your wrath off now? Oh, how much it must be as it was in the days of Sodom. As it was when fire and brimstone come down upon Sodom. What is it today? It's just as bad. But maybe we don't see it as plainly because we're not around it and close to it like many people are. But it's out there. And it's so evil. So terrible. But a greater evil than that is to add or take away from one word. It's so evil. The prophet is saying here, a very strange thing to think of that. An evil age like this, God then would be calling his bride. Did you notice he said a people, not a church, yet it's called the church. But he would call a people. A church is a gathering of many people of all different makeups. God is calling one here that he didn't, he said, I'll call the Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal. He said he'll call people. What for? His name. See? A people. One from Methodist, one from Baptist, one from Lutheran, one from Catholic. But he's calling not a church group, but a people for his name. That receives his name, engaged in his name, going to a wedding to be married to him, to become part of him, by predestination. Just as a man that chooses the right wife in life was ordained to be a part of his body, so that is, the bride of Christ will be, is now, from and is from now, or he says here, Christ will be and is now from old ordained by God to be part of that body. Oh, the scriptures are so rich and full of honey. Notice now what someone has said, not what someone says. He says what somebody called, but what God chose before the foundation of the world. This is not what somebody says about it, what they feel about it, what they call in themselves. It's what God saw before the foundation of the world, predestination. All right, he says, he's calling a people in these last days, not an organization, a people for his name. And this evil age is when he's doing it. This very age of deception. Think of that. His people. His precious, precious people. His wife. He has called her to come through all this deception. Now, if God done that and had that in his mind that he would do that, and now we're in the manifestation of that, of time fulfilling it, then do you think he would take a chance that maybe his people wouldn't be able to pull through it? That's why he said Matthew 24:24, that it would deceive the very elect if it were possible, but through predestination, she will not be deceived. It's impossible. You see? So, how different is this people of his going to be? To be able to come through this greatest age of deception and not get caught up in it, when there's so many that would be. I remember his bride is just a little few. So you've got all these people, but the thousands and thousands, millions of people that will be deceived and be caught up in this deception. And yet he's got this little small group scattered out all over the earth that will not be deceived. What a preparation. What a love. What a desire he must have placed in their hearts. What an understanding he must have placed in their hearts. What a life he must give to them to be able to come through all that deception and not be caught up in it. Think of that. Very special people. Yeah. We talked about the other week. Last week in Matthew 24, it was the most deceiving age of all ages. That's what I've quoted many times. That's where it's at. All the ages of deceit from the Garden of Eden, I think of from the Garden of Eden, there's been a lot of people come and go. There's been a lot of people live and die. Been a lot of creeds, been a lot of doctrines, been a lot of word, you see. But clear back from the time of Eve, this is the greatest age of deception. Out of all those other ages coming up through, out of all those other times coming up through, this is the worst. Remember what I read this morning. It could look exactly, so exactly like the same thing. It can sound so close to the same thing, but yet it's not. Why? When I think of this, I think of God's grace. Because it will only be God's grace if any of us make it in. God's grace. You definitely will not make it on how smart you are or what you can remember. Satan's smarter than that. Yeah, he is. He said all these years to get it working just the way he wants it to work. And that's why it's the greatest age of deception. Yeah. He's worked on it for a long time, for thousands of years. He's worked on it. And he's getting it fine-tuned now. And he fine-tuned it to try to deceive this last little bride that God had. Think of that. How hard he must be trying. Yeah. Especially knowing that God's children will be taught in the Word of God. They've listened to it so many times. They've read it so much because they love God with all their heart. So they study the Word and they're listening to it. They go to services and they get as much Word as they possibly can because they love it. Their desire is burning for it. There's a longing for it. And Satan knows this. So he has to come up with something really, really that's so close. So close. Now we look back as human beings looking at it away and that's way of thinking, and we look back at what happened to Eve and we think, how did she fall for such nonsense? How could she have done that? Didn't she realize? But it's because we know what happened then. We know the circumstance. We know what Satan did through that serpent. And we look back and say, why didn't she know? Why? So Satan knew he had to get it really fine-tuned to where you couldn't hardly ever catch it. And a matter of fact, the only way you'll catch it, if it's something deceiving is by Christ being in you. Because he cannot deceive Christ. But he can deceive you. Your only hope, your only foundation, your only solid ground is Jesus Christ is in you. Remember all that preaching on the Holy Ghost? This is the only way you'll not be deceived. The only way, I repeat. Okay? Let's go on. He said, all the ages deceit from Garden of Eden all the way down, there's never been an age as deceptive as this age. False prophets will rise and show signs and wonders. If possible, to deceive the very elect. Now just a code. Now pay attention to what he's saying. You've heard this before. But pay attention to what he's saying, will you? Please? Okay. Now, just a cold, formal, starchy churches. And so forth. A man-made theology. Well, that wouldn't, he said. The elect would never pay no attention to that. Ain't it so true? I ain't going to pay attention to this false creeds and doctrines that Pentecostals has got and Baptists and all these Methodists and Catholics and all this stuff going on today. Well, that wouldn't even come close. We know better than that, don't we? Yeah. So it ain't that. That's too easy to catch. But what if you get put in the same ranks? The end time message. And then it gets really, really close to sounding like the exact thing the prophet said. And it's not. What then? As I asked this morning, are we able to pass the test? I'll tell you right now, you're not. Unless Christ is in you. That is the only way you'll pass the test. Otherwise, chalk it up. You'll fail. You will be deceived. Yeah. Now, just the cold, formal, starchy churches and so forth, man-made theology, that one, the elect would never pay no attention to that. But it's up there almost like the real thing. Just leaving out one word. Is all you have to do. Just one. Just one. You might sit there and think, well, Brother Steve, I wouldn't leave a word out. Well, there's just no way. But what if Satan comes along and uses a man and explains it in a way that sounds so like the real thing? What's going to trigger something inside of you? And say, look out. That's not it. Look out. That's not the way it is. As Brother Smith would have said, that good old Holy Ghost. That's the only way. Otherwise, we'll be like thousands of others and swallow right up. And all that sounds so good. Sounds so right. Just leaving out one word is all you have to do. Promised of the age. A very great time. He said, Christians everywhere, take heed to the hour we're living in. And mark down and read and listen close. Just wonder sometimes, maybe ministers standing behind the pulpit may be reading the same thing tonight or maybe read it last week. Just wonder how many times it'll be read. and the person wasn't listening close, they didn't mark it down. It was nothing special to them. And Satan come along and deceive them. Well, something that sounds so close to the real thing, but yet it isn't. You see? What would God call people out of this age for in His name? The reason of it is to try her. His bride, He says. Are you one of His bride? That's why we was called to this age. That He would try us. Yes. And it would express whether we are a seed or we're not seed. So it's all about all this deception is to try us. To see where we'll stand. Why shouldn't we be a people that stand so firm against deception? A creed, an idea that's contrary to the Word of God. Things that cannot be backed up with the Word. Why would we not stand firm and strong against it? You see? Oh my. The reason is to try her, His bride. When she is made manifest, been tried, is proven, and proved to Satan, like it was at the beginning, so shall it be at the end. As the seed starts in the ground, it comes up through the carriers, the life of it. But it ends up the same seed that it was when it went into the ground. And the same way the seed of deceit fell in the ground of Eden is the same way it ends up in the last days. They say now, as I talked about a little bit ago, it may seem pretty simple for us to look back and see what Eve did and think, how did she do that? Why would she ever fallen for something like that? You know, it might seem pretty simple. But do you realize the same way we could sit here, or you could listen to somebody, or you could just be talking to somebody, and they tell you something maybe the prophet said or this, that, and the other, and maybe it's twisted just a little bit, maybe the whole story didn't come out just right, and you accept that thought? Now look where you'll be. It's dangerous. That's why as this morning, as we as individuals, how we should be so very careful what we say. And you better make sure you know what you're talking about. Yeah. Because if you don't, and you misrepresent something in God's Word, and cause someone to believe the wrong way, you're guilty. Yeah. Not only did you deceive that person, but you're deceived yourself. Yeah. If you aren't careful. Now, as I said this morning, you know, people, oh, it's good, and it's good to talk about the Lord. It's good to talk about the Word. It's good to testify to people. It's good to tell them all about it. But you just better make sure you know what you're talking about. Yeah. If you say Brother Branham said something, you better make sure that's exactly how Brother Branham said it, and that's what he meant. But so many people take things the prophet said, and they take it out of its context. They don't read far enough before and far enough afterwards. And they get it all twisted up. Oh, that's the dangerous thing to do. Yeah. Okay. He says here, the same way the seed of deceit fell in the ground of Eden is the same way it ends up in the last days, just as the gospel was when it fell into denomination at the Nicaea Rome. It ends up in a super organization, just as the seed of the church fell back there, with the signs and wonders and living Christ among them. It ends up in the last days under the ministry of Malachi 4. Now that deceit's going to follow that. Yes. But remember, the truth was always first. Then Satan comes along and tries to deceive people by using the same thing. Yeah. Ain't that what the serpent did to Eve? Tried to use kind of what God would say and put it together in a little different way. and make it come out a little different way. And it sounded so real to Eve that it had to be the truth. He's talking about God. Yes. Why wouldn't it be truth? Yeah. Oh, he's talking about the prophet. Why wouldn't it be truth? He's talking about scriptures. Why wouldn't it be truth? But what if it's twisted just a little bit? Yeah. And that's where the danger comes in. He says, it's the living Christ among them. It ends up in the last days under the ministry of Malachi 4 and restores back again the original faith that was once again. We find now this evil age is to prove to Satan. Here we go. All this evil age that's going on is to prove to Satan God had a purpose in it. He's not lost control of it. No. God had a purpose in it. We find out this evil age is to prove to Satan she is not like Eve. That you are not like Eve. But look at the people that are like Eve. And believe the same message that you believe. And have already fallen like Eve has fallen. Thousands and thousands of them. She is not like, prove that she is not like Eve, that she is not that type of a woman. And she will be tried by his word. Oh, yeah, so believe me, we're going to be tried. We've been tried in the past, and we'll keep being tried to see if we'll stay with the word. Okay? She'll be tried by his word, the bride, as Adam's bride was tried by the word, and Adam's bride believed every bit of the word, all but confused on one promise. Now, don't that sound so minor? Why would God care? What's the big deal? That's the way some Christians believe. What's the big deal if they believe this way? What's the big hang-up? I don't care how they believe. And then they try to smear it all over you. Well, you know, I kind of believe it that way too. Oh. That's what happens when deception comes. Yeah. All but confused on one promise, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he's the same now. Yes. We'll be tried. And we'll keep being tried until Jesus comes. How many will be left that don't get deceived? I don't know. But God already knows. Will there be more get deceived, Brother Steve? Oh, I'm sure there will be. I'm sure there will. There's too many now. That says they're believers. There's way too many that says they're bride. Way too many. Yeah. All but confused on one promise, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But failed on one promise under the temptation of the enemy. Face to face. And now the people that's called for his name, of course, is his bride. She is to come in contact again by the same thing, not by just denominational truth or something. Remember, that wouldn't do it. Satan ain't good enough for that stuff. Not just by denominational truth or something, but does anybody know by maybe reading it and know what he's going to say next? Anybody at all? If you do, raise your hand. So you don't remember what he said? Not just by denominational truth or something, but by every word. Every word. That's a lot of word. Everywhere. See why it's got to be just exactly the way God wants it to be? Like he said his bride would pass the test and make it through this without deception? Yeah. For in the beginning of the Bible, man was given the word of God to live by. One word misinterpreted. A half hour's gone already. I just don't believe it. One word misinterpreted by a man called Satan in a person of an animal called a serpent. Satan in this person could talk to Eve. So remember, Satan uses man still today. Yeah. He still uses man to talk to you and tell you things. Yeah. Be careful. Satan and this person could talk to Eve and misinterpret the word to her. Oh, yeah. And misinterpret the word to her. God already vindicated and interpreted his own word. And now Satan comes along now and gives his interpretation to it. And some man comes along thinking, oh, this is what he means. Well, that's what he means. They pick out a certain amount of quotes, and this is what he means. But did not catch what was said before each one of those quotes. And catch the continuity of what the prophet was talking about. Yeah. Satan and the person could talk to Eve and misinterpret the word to her, and he was lost. And she was lost. That's what happens. He ain't going to make it. It must be every word. Don't you, sisters, got any instruments? You're going to push me off the pulpit that way. In the middle of the Bible, Jesus came and said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. See, tempted by Satan. Now, God telling us here in this last days. Who's telling us? Well, I thought the Brother Branham was telling us. No, God is telling us. And I'm renewing your minds back to what God said. Okay? God telling us here in the last days that the God of this world will raise up. Who will? Satan. Will raise up in these last days. And guess what? It's going to be everywhere. Everywhere! Satan trying to deceive you. God telling us here in the last days that the God of this world will raise up in the last days, and whosoever shall add one word or take one word away, his part will be taken from the book of life. God be merciful to us. I still ask God, be merciful to us. Because only through Christ we will not be deceived. So many people get the wrong attitude. I've known this message for years and the devil ain't going to trap me. Oh, how silly. Childishness. Silliness. Don't you think if Christ isn't in you, Satan is much wiser than you? Oh, yes, he is. You may think you're smart, but you'll never outsmart the devil unless Jesus Christ is there in you. He's the one that outsmarts the devil. You're no match for him. Oh, yes, I am, Brother Steve. He said we had power and dominion over every devil, over the world, over the flesh. Yes, Christ in you. You're no match for him. You may think you are. You may think you're some wise cracker. You might think you know it, and you've got it whipped, and you've read a lot, you've listened a lot. But you're not a close match to me, the devil. You might as well face it, friends, because we're not. Absolutely not. If you think you are, go out there and try it. What you don't wind up being deceived. Because only through the Holy Ghost, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Everything without Jesus Christ. God be merciful to us. Let us not walk as stiff shirts, chest stuck out, head up. Know-it-alls, he says. For we too, one time, were in disobedience. Let us with grace and mercy and feeling in our heart towards God, humbly come to the throne of grace. His warning to us again. And then he goes in and talks about this climax. A climax of lawlessness. Lest lay us see an age. Knowest not that thou art cold, naked, wretched, blind, miserable. You know not. Wow. And that's the condition a man or woman's in when they think they can whip Satan. They're blind and naked, miserable. But only through Jesus Christ, through His mercy, am I able to keep from being deceived. God help me. It'd be a terrible thing because there'll be thousands to it. Come right up to the end. Come that far. Come clear up to the end, friends, and be deceived. While that people was coming up to that end, don't you think they didn't know? Praise God, I'm a bride. I was in the thoughts of God, and I was this, and I was that. Sure they did. But when it come to the end, deceived. My. Be merciful to us, Lord. Help us that we be not deceived. Amen. Honestly, friends, I trust that God will never let me ever come to that point. That I think I've been deceived. Honestly, don't know what I would do. I feel in my heart now. Of course, we know those who are deceived, their hearts become hardened. Their conscience becomes seared, as with a hot iron. But in the state that I am in now, if I thought I was the deceiver, no wonder Judas hung himself. He felt that was the only way out, was to kill himself. A terrible thing to know that you've done that. Could you imagine trying to live with that? Again, God have mercy on us. May we stand true and solid in God's holy word and give Him respects. Honor His word. Hearken unto His word. Pray often. Study the word. Because Satan has rose up in these last days. And he's going to come with all his force and try to deceive you. Some possible way. It might be your aunt. evangelist. Maybe someone you listen to on the internet. I don't know. But just remember, Satan is raised up in his full power to come after you. Just remember that. When you go out of this building, remember that tomorrow when you rise out of bed, Satan's going to try to deceive you. That's what he's trying to do with all his might. I don't know where you're going to make it, friends. It's through Jesus Christ. Being filled with his Holy Spirit. And only the Holy Ghost alone can show you these things and bring these things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. His word. You see? Thinking and closing, let's all stand. Keep in mind what I was saying when I started. Oftentimes we just think, oh, it's just another message. But just remember, God knows what's down the road. The message last week. Things came down the road. Did you pass the test with your tongue? He was warned. The Holy Ghost knew it was going to happen. What happened to you? What did you do with it? Did you forget all about it? Is it just a vapor that has passed away and you have no remembrance of it? You remember what the prophet said? If you go out the same person you come in, wow, you need help. Every time we come in this door and go out that door, we should be a different person. Yes. If we don't, you better start all over again. I don't care what it is. You better let that word find a good lodging place in your heart. And open your heart to the Lord and say, here am I. Mold me and make me what you want me to be. Amen. Let's sing a little chorus. Then we got a chorus on your heart. Amen. All. Brother Timothy. Yes, let's sing it. We'll ask Brother Timothy to come dismiss us if he would. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for
precious word. Amen. May we truly take heed to it. You know, as he was mentioning and how it's often been said, Satan quoted back to Eve exactly what God said first and then put a twist to it. May we be ever mindful and be oh so careful that we would take heed. Lord, guard my ears of what I hear, Lord, and be that guiding hand, Lord, that leads and guides us. Oh, we live in a time when we know that's going to be the test. That's what we've been put. He said he would have a bride that would not fail. And by God's grace, may we cry out to him and lean wholly on him. That by his mercy and grace, we'd be found one of them. Amen. Just bow our heads. Precious Lord, as we've come to the close of another day, and Lord, your precious word has come back to remembrance, Lord, and come back to renew our minds, Lord, to the things that you've left us. Yes. And Lord, when we stop just for a moment and think how many years ago, Lord, you made sure that a prophet left us with a word that you wanted us to hear. Yes. And Lord, now this many years farther on, we stand here, Lord, looking back. And Lord, by your mercy and grace, there's something down inside of each and every one of us, Lord, that has caught a hold of something, Lord, and asking you, Lord, to take that word that was spoken. It's already been, look how many years. But Lord, it's just as real tonight as the day that it left that prophet's lips, Lord, that you had him speaking. And Lord, may we take heed to each and every word. And Lord, may we truly see that in ourselves we're not sufficient. But Lord, you, if we'll lean wholly on you and let you hold our hands, Lord, and guide us with your precious word, it'll work out just the way you want it to be, Lord. And Father, we just ask for humility, Lord, to not think of ourselves higher than we ought to think, but to think soberly, Lord, as you've dealt grace to each one of us. And Lord, we just ask you to bring us back if the next appointed time, if you should tarry, Lord, and may we come hungry, asking you to feed us. And we'll never fail, Lord, to see you receive all the glory and the honor for it. And Lord, just bless Brother Bobby this evening, Lord, and yes. Brother Asamba, pray you'll continue to strengthen him. Yes. And Sister Marilyn, Lord, and anyone else that's weak in their body, Lord, or needs a touch from you, Lord. Sometimes we don't know exactly what someone may be going through, but Lord, you know all things. And Lord, may you give us the strength to reach out and get a hold of you, Lord, and to take what we need, for you are our strength. We thank you for it. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. Oh, let's sing that little chorus one day at a time before we go. Amen. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Give me the